This is Alex Stephen and Raz Stephen from Raising Deaf Children Podcast. Today we want to do a special episode on Tiger Woods. The buzz all around the news is on Tiger Woods and what's been happening with him and his family for the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to ask Raz to give us her opinion on what's going on.
Okay. So, you know, I love Tiger Woods. And I don't know anything about golf. I've never played golf. But if I turn on the TV and Tiger is there, I like to look at him. So we like to talk about, you know, even successful people are human, you know, like Tiger Woods. So as I said, you turn on the TV, you go to your favorite websites, such as, you know, your Yahoo Mail. You look at magazines on the checkout counter. And all you see is the latest news on Tiger. And, you know, just a month ago, Tiger was a role model for a very successful athlete. You know, he had so many endorsements, plus he was top of his game. He is top of his game still. A son you wish you had, you know, a model father, model husband. And then today there are so many stories indicating that he is facing serious troubles in his family life. What do you think about all that, Alex?
Yeah, I am. You know, the thing is, I'm not into golf either. And one of the things when Tiger came on the golf scene and being successful, even people who were not golfers liked to watch him. And, you know, he's a guy with perseverance, with discipline, and, you know, he really spent a lot of time on his game, and he's top of his game, as you said. The thing, my opinion is, you know, you could be a hero one day and just, you know, something like this happen, and the same people, the fans who are following you, they chastise you the next day. He admitted his transgressions, and I'm not supporting what he did in any way. But all I'm saying is that he's human. Even successful people, rich people, you know, role models like him are humans. And you know, he's fallen from grace. And I think he's already started admitting his mistakes. He got to seek forgiveness from his family and whoever he hurts, including the Almighty. And I think we should not be the first one to cast, you know, we should not be the ones to cast the first stone. That's my top of my head opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, this is just a reminder that no matter how successful you are, family is very important. And from my personal point of view is you must always put your children and your spouse first in our lives. You know, family is real important. And I bet Tiger right now is willing to trade millions for the normal family life that you and I have and, you know, each one of us have. So let us look at our priorities and make sure we are putting our family first.
Yeah. You know, like you said, he's a, you know, top of the game athlete. He was considered model father, husband, role model. And I still think he has those potential, great potential in him. I think, you know, people, especially his fans, should commit to sending him positive energy, you know, over these challenging times and, you know, where he and his family got to heal, you know, these wounds. That's pretty tough. And I could foresee somebody like Tiger coming out of this and really helping people who is in similar situations. You know, they're going to look at, you know, how he handled it. And so I think there could be good coming out of it. It's not easy when you're going through it, but, you know, that's just the way life is, and we got to look at him as a human being.
Well, I hope he can, you know, he can draw on all his strength that he has for being a top athlete and being in it for so long a time, and he can, you know, as you say, overcome this adversity part of his life and teach others on it. And hopefully, you know, I would like to see him put his family first, his two children, his wife, and you know, once he asks for forgiveness, he doesn't go back, into that path again. So maybe use this as a what should I say, some point in his life where he can learn to overcome adversity and learn from his mistakes, and then, as you say, try to help others. If he can help others, it will be, I think, a great fruits from going through this adversity.
Yeah, I think this pain he's going through, it's gonna help people in the future, and that's the silver lining that I could see. And I just want to say, in line with our podcast, Raising Deaf Children podcast, some people are born with disabilities, and we look at other people and think they have everything in life. But we got to remember to live a life of gratitude with whatever is given to us. And the more grateful you are, the more you're gonna get. And we need money to live. Yeah, that's a fact. But money can't buy peace and inner happiness and joy, and the love for a fellow man in this life. And I know that's where Tiger wish he could be right now, and he's gonna get there. Gonna take him some time. So, in conclusion, I'll say, let us help Tiger Woods in this healing process. Bye for now from Raising Deaf Children podcast. Have a great day. Bye bye.